Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national B2B support call. This morning is Monday, April 8th, 2019, and this is Mr. Mike Riches joining the call here from the Dallas, Texas area. I am so excited to welcome all of you who are calling in. What an exciting time it is in the world of Legal Shield Business Solutions, and certainly we are in a great place right now. We are joined this morning by top producer and executive director, Mr. Chris Evans, who will be our keynote speaker this morning. We've also got $700,000 ring earner, Mr. Mark Riches, standing by as well. In fact, let's go ahead and go to Mr. Mark Riches early in the call. He's got a segment that we're going to hear from him later, but we want to recognize catching up from the international convention last Monday, we failed to recognize our top producers for the month of March, and we certainly want to do that and congratulate all of those top producers. And so let's go to Cookeville, Tennessee, where we've got Mr. Mark Riches standing by to be able to do that. Mark, thanks for joining the call this morning. I know we've got some exciting things lined up and exciting announcements to talk about, but also want to recognize these top producers.
Absolutely, and it was great seeing many of these folks in Dallas, Texas last weekend. What an incredible event. I'm still just getting tons of positive feedback from the Legal Shield Convention in Dallas, and it's exciting to see people applying what they've learned. Last week was an incredible week of production. I think we're opening a record number of new groups right now. And in the webinar Friday, we mentioned a special promotion and incentive that we're offering for the month of April. If you open up your first group, or not your first group, if you open a group in April, we'll pay for 1,000 business cards for you. So that's a promotion we launched on Friday during that webinar. And Mike, I know you'll give them access to the playback of that. But a lot of exciting things happening. So let's jump back in time to March and talk about the top 10. Number 10, we've got Adam and Alicia Thompson from Kentucky. Congratulations to them. Well done, and they were well represented, had a lot of their team in Dallas. Ms. Renee McKnight from Tulsa, Oklahoma, congratulations to you, Renee. It was also great seeing you in Dallas. I better stop saying that because I think all 10 were in Dallas. Judy Johnston, almost said Dr. Judy Smith, that's my mom, but Judy Johnston from New Mexico is not my mother. It was awesome having you in Dallas, Judy, and congratulations being in the top 10 producers for the month of March. And then we've got Mr. Mike Riches leading leadership by example. Congratulations to you, Mike, from Dallas. Dr. Judy Smith from Missouri, congratulations to her. Linda Pitt, great job, Linda, from Ohio. We are so proud of you being in the top, almost the top five there. Number five. Randy Moore from Texas, ranking in at number four. And Rose Barker, great job to you, Rose, from the great state of Oregon. I'd love to see more Oregon producers. And Rose, you're setting the pace out there. Congratulations, number three in the entire organization for March. Mr. Dave Paperno, sitting very close now to 20,000 personal membership sales. Congratulations to you, sir, ranking in number two for the month of March from the great state of California. And then Miss Melanie Knabb from the state of Louisiana. Great job to you, Melanie. Number one producer in our entire organization for the month of March. Well done, ma'am. We appreciate all you do, and congratulations to everyone that was in production. We had Legal Shield has what's called the Mad Streak, and that's anyone that either wrote a membership or recruited an associate. And I just want you to know, March was our highest Mad Streak, and it should, right? We're recruiting hundreds of new people every month. It should be going up every month, and it is. And March 2019 was our biggest Mad Streak bonus in our team's history, and we're going to continue growing that number. And so everyone that's making a difference, everyone that's writing a membership or recruiting at least one person, and it's either or, just do something, right? It's do something every month in this business, and that's a great minimum production. I hate setting that as the minimum because I think executive director, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit at the end of the call, but I think that should be our minimum. But if you're on this call and you're listening right now and you haven't wrote a piece of business this month, do that so that you can be part of that group And again, congratulations to our top producers for the month of March. Back to you, Mike.
Fantastic. Well, again, congratulations to each of them. And so Mark mentioned we did have a webinar on Friday, and I really appreciate all the positive feedback that came in. I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of associates that are taking those calls to action that we presented at the end of the webinar. We do apologize. We thought that this would probably happen, which is why we recorded the webinar, but we just ran out of space. That platform only allows a certain number of people on it, and we figured with the monumental announcements that we were making and talking about that would probably that we would run out of space, which we did, and I got some messages from people that were not able to get on, and so we apologize to you for that, but we did record the webinar. And one of the things, the webinar that we presented was all about this transition that we are in right now, that we're accomplishing and that we're very, very excited about, moving away from marketing under a separate brand of Harvard Risk Management Corporation and really embracing and moving into marketing under just the Legal Shield Business Solutions and ID Shield brands. So I won't repeat everything that we talked about on the webinar. It was just under an hour long, and we would absolutely recommend, if you did not watch that, to go watch the webinar. But one of the things that we announced, and one of the important steps in being able to watch that webinar, is we announced a new team site. We talked about, you know, we really feel like there have been some advantages and some competitive edges that we've tried to give to our team in marketing the Legal Shield and ID Shield products. We certainly don't want to diminish that in any way, shape, or form. It's just that's going to be kind of more under a team identity versus a separate entity or a separate marketing brand. And so we introduced a new team site, support site, which is www.successteamworld.com, successteamworld.com. And we had, a whole lot of people that went on and created an account at successteamworld.com last week on Friday and throughout the weekend as well. If you have not done that, that's what you need to do. Just go to successteamworld.com, and you can go to the associate section, which is right up in the upper right-hand corner, associate access. You'll need to create your account if you have not done so already, and that will give you access. Once you create your account, then you can get in on, go down, and you can see that we're developing the business solutions area. And we've got several things under there. We've got the certification training under there. We've got the roundtable calls. We've got additional B2B training. And one of the link that I'm pointing out here this morning is, if you did not watch that webinar, or even if you did watch it, just want to go back and refresh, it's called the B2B Transition Webinar Playback. That's the link that you need to click on. So anyway, we're very excited for everything that is revolving around this transition. As we move forward, we're kind of in this grace period right now where if you are signed up on the Harvard Risk Management site, then you're getting notifications, you're getting emails. But the goal is throughout the month of April to have everyone transition over to receiving notifications and emails and everything from this Success Team World site. So please do that. Please take the time, if you have not done so already, to stay plugged in and to do that on the successteamworld.com site. Watch that webinar if you did not have a chance to check that out again. We just spent some time talking about the reasons behind why we're doing that, why it's going to create such advantages in the future, what is
able to have. Currently, my retention is over 98%, and qualifying for not a $300 bonus, $400, but a $500 bonus every single month, because my persistency is high, my Performance Club, my PC Pro is in place. So getting that bonus every single month. If you want to make more money, there's several ways to do that. And one way that we never talk about in really the B2B sales is maxing out your reserve account. You know, they take 15% of our commissions and they put it in that reserve account. Several months ago, I woke up and looked at my commissions, and it was higher than what I expected it to be. Because, again, I know every dollar. When I put in a sale, I know how much I'm getting, and I had my commissions were actually higher than they were supposed to be on the some sales that I had put in. And I looked, and I was showing a $10,000 reserve. And so they stopped taking the reserve on that. They just pay it out immediately. So what was it that was done to get from point A to point B? What was the difference in the business that I was writing back then as opposed to what I'm writing now? And that's really what I want to talk about is just go over a few things. And really it is the small things. You know, you talk about game changers and things that come along that shake things up and change things up. But I'm here to tell you, you know, the biggest differences are made by the smallest things. And you just got to implement a few small things into your business. You know, number one, understanding that you're the brand, which we've already talked about. Your two biggest assets are you and your customers. And most people are obsessed with gaining new customers, you know, through lead generation or, you know, things like that, but they fail to focus on their existing customers and the retention that they have. You know, most business in the retail world and in the sales world, not just in legal and ID Shield, but across the board and everything, most new sales come from referrals from existing customers. And so we have to keep those customers happy. With Legal Shield, there's two things to understand. The product is real. The money is real. The first thing that you need to do is to increase your belief in the product. When you're looking at the product itself, understand this, you have to believe in what it is because sales really is just a transference of belief. You know, everything that we do is on our belief on that product. When we're out talking with people, we have to be able to express that belief in that product. We expect that product to be used. You know, there's a lot of programs out there where they sell it and they don't want you to use it. You know, with your car insurance, nobody wants to use their car insurance. You know, nobody wants to wreck their car with, you know, health insurance. Nobody wants to get sick with life insurance. You know, my wife has threatened me to use mine from time to time. But, you know, most people don't want to use their life insurance because somebody's got to die to do that. But with Legal Shield, it's a product that we want people to use. Here's the thing. When a member simply calls the law firm one time, that is statistically shown to increase that member's retention by 15 percentage points. 15% by them calling one time over somebody who hasn't used the service. If they have their will done, that's 27% increase in retention. And the exciting thing about retention is that our residual income is linked to that. You know, I opened up a group one time, a company, and I was talking with somebody, and they said, I was thinking about calling on such and such company. I said, they're already a client. I had talked to them, you know, some time ago and got them. He said, wow, he said, that's a good account. He said, you know, how much did you make off of that one account? And I thought about it and was trying to think, and I said, you know, I'm not sure yet. And he said, well, how much did you make? You know, how much did you get on that? And I said, well, they paid me some advance commissions. I said, but I'm still making money on that. And for the lifetime of that group, I'm going to continue making money on that. See, there's a fabulous renewal package with our membership. I purchased my membership from a guy over 16 years ago. He's still getting paid on it today, and I haven't seen that guy in 16 years. You know, those are things that we need to share as we're out. You know, if you're in the business building side, you know, that's a feature that people get involved for. People that come from the insurance industry understand that, and we have a huge opportunity at real residual income. There are over 300 associates with Legal Shield right now that make over six figures in residual income, meaning sales that they've already written and are continuing to getting paid on, you know, and there's a lot more that are getting residual income, but over six figures, over 300 earning that. Lifetime, your commissions that you earn over lifetime average $100 to $450 per membership, depending on that retention. So what are some things you can do? Again, we just said promote the usage of it, get them to utilize the service. When I'm standing in front of a room doing a presentation, that's what I want to talk to them about is not just here's what the service does, but here's how to use it. Nobody really cares about what something is. What they care about is what it does. You know, last year there were millions of quarter bit drills that were sold at hardware stores all over the country, but not one of those people wanted a quarter bit drill. They all wanted a quarter inch hole. And so we have to sell them on what the service does. What's it going to do for them? Don't promote the cancellation feature of the service. You know, they say, well, do they have to keep it for a year? I never go in and tell somebody, yeah, you have to keep the plan for a year. But I also want them to walk away with the understanding that this is a product that they're expected to keep. You know, why do I want them to do that? Because I want to sell it on the features of when they have the service, this is going to happen. And I want them to know that if they don't have the service, this is what could happen. And by them signing up for that membership, I expect them to keep that service, not because they have to keep it, but because they want to keep it. If I get that question specifically, do I have to keep the service of the year? I'll be honest with them and say, you know, no, there's no contracts. You're not locked into anything. And then this is where I'll go into to tell them right there. The company is going to keep you on service or keep you on this membership on service or nothing at all. You know, they want you in because you want to have it, not because you have to have it. And let them know that. And then I want to let them know that, again, I, being that brand, am their representative. You know, I'm the one that they can call. If I'm doing a PowerPoint presentation in a large group enrollment, I'm going to have my cell phone number right up on that screen. And I'm going to let them know, hey, give me a call. Shoot me a text. If it's the middle of the night and something pops up, I may not be able to respond to you, but I promise you that I will get back to you as soon as I can. So you have to be the difference in your business. You're the one that they're going to reach out to. And if they have an issue with the service, I want them to call me and let me know about it because I want to be able to step in and do what I said that they were going to get. I want to set a realistic expectation of what the service can do for them. So when I'm in those presentations, I'm going to let them know, hey, here's what the service does. Here's maybe what the service doesn't do. If someone has a legal issue and they ask me about that, I'm going to respond very positively. Yes, we can help with that, but let me explain to you how. I think that sometimes when we get a question about, hey, is this going to help me with divorce? It's easy to just say absolutely and move on. But they need to have a clear understanding of what's going to happen. See, if you're in a group enrollment and you get that question and you talk to them and give them an answer of yes, it's going to help them, thinking, okay, I got 30 people here signing up for this benefit. If this one person cancels their membership because they weren't happy because, you know, it didn't cover a contested divorce or it didn't do what they thought it was going to do, I'm going to lose one out of the 30. No, you're not losing one out of the 30. You're losing a large chunk, the majority, if not all, of those memberships, depending on what kind of influence that individual has. So any question I get in a group enrollment now that's, you know, hey, will this help me with this or help me with that, I'm going to tell them, yeah, absolutely, but I'd love to take a minute and talk to you a little bit about how so that I can help you when you call into the law firm on how to proceed and what to expect. And so that's what I'll do. And if I'm in a situation where I can talk with them right then, great. If I'm in a group setting where I can't, I'll have them talk to me just right afterwards, and I'll explain to them kind of what's going on. One of the big things that I've learned just from talking with some of the other, you know, leaders and top producers, and instructing somebody to use the membership, whatever they're dealing with, I want to tell them when they call the law firm, you know, so if someone says, you know, hey, I've got an issue with a divorce, whatever, that's what I'm going to do is have them call the law firm and have them start out by saying, I have a question about this, you know, because sometimes someone will call and say, you know, hey, I'd like to get a trust done. And they will, the law firm might refer it out to somebody else because a trust, as we know, is not covered at 100%. If the member thought that it was at 100%, calls in and says, you know, hey, I'd like to get my trust done. They say, okay, get them a referral attorney. They call, and that referral attorney, and this is something that happened to me recently, and that's why, you know, I'm sharing this, is, you know, they called in and they were quoted a price that was much higher than what they thought they were supposed to be getting with free. And so they called me. Now, it was very rare that, you know, or it's very rare that you will get a phone call from a member if you have not stepped in and said, I need to be the middleman on this. Call me if you have any questions. If the attorneys, you know, somehow give you or some, you know, give you an answer that, you know, you didn't think was, you know, indicative of what you should have been receiving, call me. Let me be that first line of defense there. And so if you haven't done that, you won't get those calls. But because I had, this gentleman called me and said, you know, hey, you came in, you presented, you said this. I called the law firm, told them I wanted to get my trust done. This is what happened. And so I learned in that situation that I had failed to instruct them properly on how to utilize the service. Because had that member called in and said, hey, I've got a question about a trust, he would have gotten to a point where he would have learned, you know, hey, here's a trust, here's a will, here's the difference, here's what it is. You want the will, trust. If you do, it's 25% discount. He would have had a better understanding of everything, and the law firm wouldn't have, you know, passed him off. Most issues that your members are going to have with the law firm are going to be simple miscommunication or a lack of expectation. And that's where we have to step in and help with that. So we don't promote cancellation. We promote usage, heavy usage of that, and we want to build those relationships of honesty and integrity. When I'm meeting with employees and an employee asks me for something and I say, you know, hey, let me get back with you. I'm going to call you. Never try to make up information. You know, we've all been there where we've asked somebody a question, a salesperson in a different industry or field or something, and we've asked them a question, and you could tell that they didn't know the answer to that question, but rather than letting you know, they felt like it was better to make something up. Don't ever be that person. Don't ever be the kind of individual that is just going to weaken. You know, there's the whole make it till you fake it. That does not apply in the information that we're supposed to share with our clients about what the service does or doesn't do. If you don't know, don't be afraid to use this phrase. Because when I got started, the first group of people I talked to were eight. There was a group of eight, and I wrote six out of the eight people. I did that in my first day. But I did that with this simple phrase. When someone asked me a question that I did not know the answer to, I said, you know, I'm not sure, but I can get somebody on the phone that does. And I would get somebody on the phone that knew the answers to the questions. And to me, when you do that, that doesn't make you look uneducated. It doesn't make you look unprepared. To me, what it does, it shows that you care more about me as the client than your ego in trying to make yourself look good. And people will perceive that. You want to always be honest, upfront, show integrity. There was a book that I had read years ago, and I don't remember who the author of the book was, but he was talking about he was out purchasing a car. And we've all been there where we've gone out and tried to purchase, you know, something. You have that salesman out there and, you know, trying to get you in something, and you say, well, you know, what's the best deal that you can do? And, you know, well, I can do this for you. And you're like, man, is that really the best? Because here's what I can do. And that's what this guy was saying. He said, you know, I said, you know, here's what I can do. And so the guy goes back and comes back and says, okay, here's what we can do. And he says, man, he said, that's still a little bit, you know, worse or low or higher than what I was hoping to get in for. And are you sure you can't do any better? He said, man, that's the rock bottom that we can do. He said, all right, well, he says, you know, let me think about it. And he walks off. And as he's walking off and almost to his car, the salesman comes and says, wait. He said, I'll tell you what, if you want to go ahead and do this today, I can do it for this. And he got it down lower to what the guy wanted to pay. But he looked at that salesman. He said, you know, unfortunately, I will never be able to purchase this car from you. And the salesman looked at him and said, well, why? We got the price down to what you want. He said, well, just a few moments ago, you told me that that was the absolute best price that you could do. And if you would lie to me about that, how do I know that you're not lying to me about anything else as it pertains to this vehicle? And, you know, that was a powerful lesson that sales associate had to learn. But, you know, we don't have to be in that situation to learn that. I'm telling you now, you know, your employees, employees of that company that you're talking to are going to talk with each other. And if you've got one that knows you, trusts you, and likes you, you want them to spread that and vouch for you and say, yeah, this is good. But if you get somebody in there that says, you know, no, this guy said he was going to do this, you know, she said she was going to do that and never did that, that's the reputation that's going to build around you. So build those relationships with those employees and harness those relationships, utilize those relationships, and continue to cultivate those relationships. One of the things that you can do, and I learned this from Linda Pitt, and I've put it in, and it's made a phenomenal difference in my business, is continually showing appreciation to your clients, continually showing appreciation to those HR directors. Make surprise visits. You know, she used to stop in with popcorn or candy or cookies or, you know, whatever. She had these things that she would stop in, and, you know, psychologically, when someone is surprised, it creates a euphoric sense of pleasure in that they connect in the mind that you are somebody that brings them joy. And if you can bring joy to a company, then they're going to have you in a lot more than someone that does not. So surprise visits are great. You know, hey, I was just in a neighborhood, wanted to drop this gift off for you. Think about if we put as much attention into doing that as we did to dropping off mugs to prospects. You know, if we cultivated the groups that we already had. You know, show up with one morning with donuts. Don't just show up with, you know, a pastry for the HR director. And as you're walking through with that pastry, you're passing the gatekeeper. You're passing the office manager. You're passing the, you know, supervisor, the shift supervisor to get back to HR. You know, I've been in an area where I've had a group that, you know, had trouble getting into, stopped in with a box of donuts that I knew would cover that whole front office staff or the employees or whatever. And that's what's going to make the big difference in there. Any time that I've had a situation where, you know, running just a few sales short towards the end of the month, you know, if you go a couple weeks before, a week before, and make one of those surprise visits, you know, I used to try to call and say, you know, hey, would love to be in your area. Can I stop by, you know, talk to the employees, things like that. You know, you're not going to have as much luck as you will just popping in one morning, dropping something off, because when you're there with donuts in hand, you're more likely to, you know, hey, I'm going to be back in 2 weeks. I'd love to, you know, bring back in some more, you know, donuts for break time, talk to the employees, things like that. Or you'd be surprised when you do that, how the word gets around about who was that guy that came in here, who was that lady that dropped those, you know, cookies off in the break room. Oh, that was our legal shield rep. That was the ID shield, you know, person. And you get some talk and you get some memberships coming in. Very rarely does a month go by that I don't have memberships come in from groups that I've created those relationships with, that I've harnessed those with. So show appreciation through those surprise visits with them. Education. This is one of the things that I've tried to do is provide education for those employees through lunch and learns, through you know different situations where I come in. And I know that we talk a lot about doing a lunch and learn for an enrollment. But I'm talking about providing those type of things outside of your typical enrollment. You know, for example, if you've got a group that wants you, that loves the benefit, you know, will let you come in during open enrollment, but during open enrollment, they're going to sit you at a table with 20 other vendors, and you've got to sit there in a room. You're not going to get an enrollment. They don't. That's not how they do the benefits. Those situations will come up. But those companies, a lot of time, when they're large enough to do their benefits that way through open enrollment, they also have educational programs, safety day meetings, those type of things. And I'll always try to get in on those and, you know, waive any of my speaking fees, you know, so in their mind they're getting a perceived value, and just come in strictly education. Because what do you think open enrollment, the difference you're going to have in open enrollment if you've come in and provided a 45-minute educational workshop over lunch? One, it gives you another opportunity to build relationships before you're in a situation where you're wanting them to come up and talk to you. Gives them a chance to get to know you, get to trust you, get to like you. But you're also educating them on the need for having the service. You know, I've done that. I've got a company here recently that for years I've been trying to get into, you know, just never have been able to get in. Went in and did a educational workshop about a month before open enrollment. They loved the educational aspect of it so much that when I went in for the open enrollment, I had far more people than have ever come in to talk to me. So every year in that group that I would go through open enrollment, I might pick up 3-4 applications. This past year, I picked up over 30 applications just from coming in beforehand and doing a strictly educational workshop. Fringe groups. A lot of times we have a group that'll fringe it, and we think, great, I don't need to do anything else on that group. Those specifically are the ones that I want to go in and I want to do an educational workshop for them, because I don't want to talk to them just about, hey, here's the service that you have, but also I want to talk about here's how to use the service that you have. That's another great educational workshop that you could do after an enrollment, is to go back and do a how to use the service workshop. You know, you've gone in, you've done a good enrollment. You know, you might have written 30, 40 memberships, but there may be another 20, 30 employees that either, A, you didn't get to or that didn't sign up. Those are ideal for an educational workshop, whether it's a will workshop. You're going to bring in the will paperwork. Again, we know that when someone gets their will done, that's a 27% increase in retention. I don't want them to just get an email and say, hey, download the app, get your will done through there. I want to hand them a will questionnaire. I want to take an intangible product and make it tangible, something in their hands that they can feel, that they can hold, and then I want to go through with them, here's what you want to do. Here's the importance of getting that will done. I want to spend some time that I couldn't spend in a 10-minute overview of that benefit, and I want to encourage them to utilize that service. So those workshops are phenomenal because it gives you, again, a chance to get back in front of the employees that you might have missed, in that when you come in, that's the exciting enrollment. Always makes the enrollments exciting, but when I am doing a presentation with those people that already signed up, that's where the party is. You know, that's where you're bringing in the food, the giveaways, you know, all things that you've done there. But again, this is like a party. It's kind of like with the timeshare. You know, if you've ever been to a resort, which I don't have a timeshare, so I'm not advocating timeshares on here, but, you know, I've been to resorts on vacations where they have kind of the lounge for the timeshare participants, and it always makes you look in there and say, wow, what is it that who are these people? Why are they getting this special treatment? Why do they get this, you know? So kind of that same concept. I love to come back in and do a workshop on how to use the service and make the people on the outside say, you know, hey, how do I get in there? Say, you know, oh, this is for the members that signed up. Oh, yeah, I meant to sign up for that. You know, I always, whenever I do that, will have members, you know, I meant to sign up for that, but I went home and I forgot the application. Do you have another application? Yeah, absolutely. Or when they're promoting that we're coming in there, I have a flyer that sends out for all those that enrolled. You know, there's going to be a pizza party in the break room where Mr. Evans is going to go over how to activate and download the apps, as well as he's going to have all the will questionnaires and stuff like that. So it gets people excited about the service that they signed up for, promotes that utilization, but then it also gets those others that may have not been there a chance to get in there. So those are a few things that I have put into practice. 68% of sales, existing customers. One of the things that you need to know is that, you think a 5% increase in your retention. If you put a few things into place, you might look and say, that's a lot. That's, a lot of different things that you got to do. But I'm here to tell you, a 5% increase in your retention is not a 5% increase in your profits. Overall, now there's statistics about 5% increase in your retention is, 30% increase in your residual income, those type of things. But, that doesn't even count in all of the referrals that you might get, the chargebacks that you don't get. There was a company that did a study on retention in sales and insurance and services across the board, and they determined that customer retention by 5% led to a 95% increase in profits. 95% increase in profits across the board because, again, you're eliminating chargebacks. You're eliminating, customers that start talking bad about you. You're eliminating, them saying, oh, don't sign up for that. It doesn't work. I signed up for it and I signed up for it and this guy said he was going to email me this, but he never called me back. Those type of things. And so when I started putting, just those small little things into practice to increase my retention, to get those numbers up, I did see a huge increase. Again, I went from my persistency being so low that Legal Shield, 12, 13 years ago, would not advance me a full commission to now over six figures last year, 98% retention, $10,000 maxed out reserve balance. And so wherever you're at in your business, know that whatever you're doing, whatever you've done, does not have to equal where you're at in a year from now if you make those changes. One of my favorite sayings is no one ever drowned from falling in water, only from staying there. And you have the opportunity to make that change. You have the opportunity to do the things that you need to do to get your business to where you want to get it. Because, again, your greatest asset, above any brochure, above any website, above any training call, the greatest asset that you have is yourself. And I would challenge you to work on yourself. Make yourself the difference. Make yourself the game changer. Put those little things in because they truly do make the big differences. And so I hope, some of that has helped. Anybody, it certainly helped me as I look back over my notes and reminded me of some things that, I had forgotten that I needed to be doing. And so I look forward to making some changes as well going forward and getting to where we need to be. So with that, I appreciate it, and I will turn it back to you, Mike.
Wow, fantastic information, Chris. Thank you so much for sharing that. And those are just one after another, just fantastic tips. I know we had a lot of folks that were just writing furiously trying to keep up with you and taking notes. It's a great thing that we have these calls recorded. And again, these are available on our successteamworld.com site under the B2B section. Again, thank you so much for sharing that and for preparing and really just reflecting over your successful career and sharing tips that have helped you really take your business to such a high level. We appreciate you and we appreciate your leadership. I failed to mention one other announcement earlier in the call, that we do have a B2B certification webinar coming up this Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central Time. Again, that's a webinar for anyone that's wanting to learn more about B2B, but certainly if you are not yet certified, that's kind of the final piece. We ask that you go through the B2B online training, and that's both, again, as we're kind of in this transition, that's both on the Harvard site. We have migrated all of that over to the new Success Team World site as well. And you can go to the events page on either of those sites, but we've got it up on both, the events page, to find the information for that webinar. We also set up a new link directly to that to where you can register for that webinar. And it's real simple. It's www.successteamb2b.com. www.successteamb2b.com. But we'd love to have you. And if you're already certified and you want to get on and just, again, go through that as a refresher. We have people on there every time we do that webinar that are just kind of refreshing and auditing. They're not really auditing. They're participating. But it adds to the webinar, and I think it's beneficial for them as well. So we would absolutely recommend and welcome anyone who wants to go through that again. But that's this Wednesday at 9 a.m. Let's take the call up to Cookeville, Tennessee. We do have, again, $700,000 ring earner, Platinum World Council member, Mr. Mark Rich, is standing by. Mark, I know you had to enjoy Chris's training as much as I did. Wonderful tips. I'll turn the call over to you.
Thank you very much. Fantastic job to Mr. Chris Evans. Wonderful information. I was just thinking as he was speaking, what a great way to start our week. You know, this is the beginning of a work week. We're all hopefully getting focused on the week, and I just thought the things that Chris shared this morning were just so pertinent to helping us stay aligned and focused and everything required to have success. Jennifer and I look forward to spending time with you and Casey, Chris, in Cabo San Lucas this summer, as well as you, Mike, and Allie, and it just a lot of the team members that won that trip. Congratulations to each of them, and look forward to that special time that we spend together at those getaway events. I just want to, as we close up the call, I was reflecting this weekend on, this question. Do you want to play at the top of your game? Do you want to be at the top of your game? I'm sure there's people on this call that say, yeah, I want to be at the top, and you know, I was thinking about to be at the top of any game in athletics, it takes a lot of focus, it takes a lot of sacrifice, it takes a lot of discipline, and it takes a lot of hard work. Think about just for a minute some of the top athletes that you're familiar with in football or basketball or baseball or soccer, tennis, track, swimming. It was great in 2006 as a Platinum World Council. We went to Rio de Janeiro to the Summer Olympics there and literally went to, I think it was 13 different venues. And one of those was watching Michael Phelps in swimming win two gold medals. And it was just incredible being there with all the other Platinum World Council members and Jeff Bell. And it was just exciting to be a part of that. And I just thought, as I watch these athletes perform, I'm not as involved in as much sports as my brother, but I'll tell you, you're probably surprised, Mike, I listed off all those sport types. But I'll tell you, I do have a great appreciation for athletes and what it takes to be at the top of their game. I mean, wouldn't you agree that if you want to be the very best, you have to work hard? It takes a lot of hard work, a lot of focus, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of discipline. And those are the same things that we must do to be at the top of our legal shield game. I want you to remember that, think for a minute, what does winning look like? Well, winning is a lot of failing. Failing is a part of winning. Failing is a part of, or falling is a part of winning. It's just the key is getting back up. Changing, like we're going through some transitions right now. Changing is a part of winning. That's how you win. If you say, I just wish things would stop changing, I hope you don't really mean that, because the minute they stop changing, we stop growing and we stop becoming better. So changing is a part of winning. Rejection is a part of winning. There's going to be people that don't go out today and contact companies or don't pick up that phone because simply they're just scared of rejection. Well, rejection and getting rejection, not being scared of it, but getting rejection is a part of winning. It's a part of getting to the top of your game. In the Legal Shield game, if you want to be at the very top, that's Platinum World Council. And Legal Shield announced, and Jeff Bell closed out the event in Dallas with a challenge for more people to become Platinum World Council members. They put a bounty on that of $1.5 million. I know it's $1.495. I wish they'd just round that to 1.5, but I'll give you the other $5,000. So it'll be $1.5 million bonus. And all it takes is four executive directors. You got to go find four people that are serious about this business and want to be an executive director. Next to that is executive director, which now requires $1,400 in monthly premium. And they've given a $20,000 bonus a $20,000 bonus for those. Is it 20 or 25? I think it's 25, actually. A $25,000 bonus for those that want to go out and hit executive director and do it consistently over 1 year. That's incredible. And on the group sales, it takes about 40 plans, 3890s. It takes about 40 of those plans to hit that 1400. Used to be 50 plans. Now it's 40. On the individual side, which we'll talk more on the call tonight, it's only 28 plans. If you sell 28 4990 plans, and that can count sales being produced in your team, 28 plans in your team, 4990 plans, combo or family plans would give you $1,400. That's why so many people are excited right now about hitting executive director. Senior director, it's $15,000 bonus. Okay, sorry, I now got the right number. I don't know why all those big numbers are. $15,000 bounty on becoming executive director. And then senior director, we've got a lot of people focused this month to pick up the huge bonuses that they've thrown on the table for Salt Lake City. They're focused on hitting senior director this month and every month. And that takes only $700 in premium in your team, half of executive director. So, 15 memberships in your whole organization, combo memberships, would put you at senior director. So I'm just challenging you to set your goal of what you want to do and where you want to be and where you want to play in this game, and remember that, you can do that. You're in charge of that. If it is to be, it's up to me. Also remember, winners never quit, and quitters never win. I mean, Chris Evans has been around for 15 years in this business. The all-stars in Legal Shield have been around a long time to get to the top of their game. So you got to stay in the game. I just feel that every one of you are all-star material, that you can accomplish what you set your mind to accomplish. And I challenge you, my challenge today is to play at the top of the Legal Shield game, to set your goals high, and I challenge you to qualify for executive director every single month and then help and assist others in doing that so you can be at the very elite top group in this game. It's an exciting time. I'm super excited about the changes that we're making. I don't like change either. I'm like Chris Evans. I don't like going through change. It takes a lot of energy, takes a lot of effort, but it's a very positive change. I'm super excited about it. I appreciate those that are supporting and embracing it, which I haven't heard anyone not. So I appreciate each of you and your support of that. And let's go out and win together and make April your biggest production month ever. And Mike, I'll turn the call back to you.
Well, fantastic info there, Mark. And thank you for sharing that. And you're right. I was very impressed that you knew what swimming was. Congratulations to you on that. I'm kidding, but you make a really good point. The fact is, you've got a lot of people that do okay, and you can look at sports, you can look at a lot of it at different industries, but they do okay. If you play a sport professionally, you're good. You're really good. But then you've got the names that you recognize, the names that you know, those are the top of the top. And that's where we want people in our team. That's where we feel like people deserve to be. And I like what you said about, people that are sitting around saying they don't like change. Well, the reality is most people that say that, they need to change. Their income needs to change. Their results need to change. Their activity needs to change. And again, I just want to commend, I'm saying that just in general, but I want to commend our team for just doing such a fantastic job. The attitudes have been very positive. And I think a lot of that I think most people see what we see, which is that change is good, and it leads to something much better than what we had before. And certainly that's the case with this transition that we're in, transitioning to marketing under a Legal Shield Business Solutions and ID Shield brand. We want to wish you the very best this week as you go out and call on companies, as you're prospecting. Let's make this a big prospecting week. As you're meeting with decision makers, as you're enrolling companies, I love what Chris Evans said as well. We can call with whatever brand we want, but the reality is you and I are the brand. We're the brand, and the more that we put ourselves out there, the more success we're certainly going to have. We wish you the very best. We'll join you on our webinar this Wednesday from 9 to 11. And, of course, we've got our individual and team building call tonight. We appreciate you. God bless you. We'll talk to you very soon.